Zimbabwe's Tailspin opens the door for the gospel. We'll take a look at a controversial way to reach Muslims, and InterVarsity's Greek conference descends on North Carolina. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Zimbabwe is in a state of emergency. That's the word from Charles Dutta with Global Aid Network. He says they're facing several crises at the same time.
Their economy has bottomed out. Inflation was last reported at more than 230 million percent, and the UN is now reporting unemployment at 94%. Food is scarce, unavailable, their money is worthless, and now a cholera epidemic has spread to every province.
Detter says Gain USA is helping through partner Life Ministries.
Global Aid Network has been able to provide enough cholera medications to treat 80,000 people.
Gain is also sending food and water purification filters. Detter says it's all about outreach.
It's a part of a larger project of sharing the love of Christ with the poor, and they're actively training in discipleship and evangelism and church planning. So they're really overwhelmed and need our prayers.
Next, as radical Islam continues to lash out at the Western world, Christians are having success in sharing Jesus with them. The Mission Society's Frank Decker says using the word Christian isn't the wisest way to start. Muslims believe it's a Western religion. Decker says the key to reaching a Muslim isn't initially through the Bible, it's through the Quran.
You can show a Muslim in the Quran that it says that Jesus was born of a virgin, that he is Jesus the Messiah, that he was sinless, that he is a word from Allah, and during the five prayers, that Muslim cries out to God, saying, please show me the straight path to God.
Which is Jesus. Telling them the Quran isn't God's word is offensive. Decker says you don't have to tell a Muslim the Bible is God's word.
When a Muslim becomes a believer in Jesus, they will learn about what the Quran says about Jesus, and then they'll want to learn more.
That's when you give them a Bible, where they'll find that out for themselves. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Hope Medical Center of Buganji, Uganda, received its name from AMG International as a reminder that true healing is only from Christ. It's time to grow again because there's need. AMG's Paul Jenks says they're partnering healthcare with a child care program.
Although there was a government clinic, literally had no medications at all in the clinic. And so we're focusing on these clinics in Bagonji, and another new clinic that we're just establishing now is in a place called Igamba. We had a team member who has donated funds so that it's possible for us to expand to a new clinic.
AMG's approach to the gospel is through holistic ministry. Jenks again.
How do you tell a hungry child or a sick child that God loves him without ministering to the body as well as to the soul? And this is a very clear way of demonstrating that we're not there just to proselytize or change people from a spiritual side, but also to really bring about good for their life here and now.
Meanwhile, Dr. Rex M. Rogers joined Sat7 USA as the interim executive director. Prior to his appointment, he was with a private consulting firm following a 16-year tenure as the president of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. According to Sat7, Rogers' job is to help streamline the ministry in order to help them reach long-term goals. It's a challenge to pray for, given the current global economics and the instability of the regions where Sat7 shares the hope of Christ. And there are more than 750,000 American college students involved in the university Greek system. Christians in fraternities and sororities are confronted with daily challenges to their faith. This week, they'll be meeting for the 15th annual InterVarsity Greek Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. The conference provides training for students who want to do ministry in their Greek system on campus. The conference begins today and wraps up on Sunday. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that'll update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Hear what the house church leaders consider their biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.